Imagine a classroom full of kids. Just, you know, picture it. Now, realize that for every 5 children in that room, at least one goes home to a house with neither of their biological parents.
And the crazy thing is they aren't orphans.
Right. Their parents are likely just out working in a completely different city. I mean, that is the reality for nearly 21% of children in South Africa right now. Welcome to this deep dive.
It's a pretty startling statistic when you first hear it.
It really is. Today, we're exploring the Department of Social Development's 2021 revised white paper on families. We really want to give you a comprehensive look at how complex historical forces and modern economics radically redesign what a family actually is. Okay, let's unpack this.
So when policymakers draw up plans, they usually default to like a very specific mental image, right? The classic nuclear family.
You mean mom, dad, and the kids all living under one roof?
Exactly. But when you look at the reality in South Africa, less than 40% of households, I think it's 39.9% to be exact, actually look like that. They are a massive global outlier with remarkably low marriage rates.
Which means the vast majority of people are doing something entirely different. Like, you've got over 41% of kids living just with their mothers.
Yeah, and when a government designs a system, say, a housing subsidy or a tax structure, and it's built exclusively around that traditional husband-wife-kids model, it completely misreads the environment.
I mean, it's like trying to force everyone to wear a one-size-fits-all suit, right? Or building a city entirely out of two-bedroom apartments, but giving them to communities where grandmothers are raising 4 teenagers.
That's a perfect way to put it. The architecture itself actively creates friction. It completely ignores diverse forms like same-sex unions, cohabitation, or even child-headed households.
So to understand why these households look so different, we really have to look at the history that physically shaped them.
Right, because this divergence isn't just about, you know, modern dating trends or something. It's driven by the deeply entrenched legacy of apartheid and circular labor migration.
Because the economic system was quite literally designed to pull working-age adults out of rural areas.
And into the cities or the mines, leaving the children behind.
Wow.
Yeah, which forces the creation of what researchers call skip-generation households.
Wait, so the middle generation is just totally absent?
Exactly. In regions like the Eastern Cape, you have grandmothers raising grandchildren at a massive scale. It's sitting at about 8.5% of households there. And that creates a severe, highly gendered burden of care.
Because women are absorbing almost all of this unpaid labor, which practically locks them out of the broader economy.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, here's where it gets really interesting. Looking at all this, it's super easy to label the decline of the traditional family as a crisis. Like, it's just broken.
Well, a lot of people do see it that way.
But shouldn't we view phenomena like, say, social fatherhood, where uncles or non-biological males step in to raise these kids, shouldn't we see that as a brilliant evolutionary adaptation?
That is the core realization of this data. It's economic survival. The family structure isn't collapsing. It's mutating to survive the environment.
Right. So if the economy separates biological parents from children, the community just builds a new type of safety net to catch them.
Precisely.
So if families have mutated, how does the government actually catch up and support them? I mean, you can't just hand out a pamphlet on good parenting to a grandmother raising 5 kids alone on a pension.
No, you definitely can't. Which is why the white paper relies on a 3-tiered playbook. It treats the family as an entire ecosystem.
Okay, break that down for us.
So it starts at the macro level. Think of this as the foundation. We're talking housing, water, basic social grants. You have to stabilize the physical environment first.
That makes total sense. You can't fix family dynamics if people are literally struggling to just survive.
Exactly. Then you move up to the meso level. Once that foundation is stable, you strengthen the connections. This is, you know, active parenting support, relationship building.
Like community programs to help these diverse family units function day to day.
Right. And then the third tier is the micro level.
Which functions like the emergency room, basically.
Yeah, that's where statutory interventions come in. If there's severe abuse or profound dysfunction, the state steps in directly to treat the casualties.
So it builds from the ground up, stabilize the environment, strengthen the connections, treat the emergencies.
And doing this requires a concept they call the care diamond. Think of support as a 4-point web: state, market, family, and community.
So if a child gets sick, the state might provide a clinic, the market provides medicine, the family, like an aunt, provides bedside care, and the community helps cook dinner.
Exactly. By shifting away from just helping a single individual, the policy tries to reinforce that entire web, because if the ant is overworked, the whole diamond cracks.
Wow. It completely redefines social resilience for you. It's not about individuals just toughing it out alone.
Right. The source refers to this adaptation as the chronosystem. It's how these care webs adapt over time to massive historical shocks. We saw it during the HIV/AIDS pandemic and again during COVID-19.
They just continually reinvent their structures based on whatever era they are surviving.
Exactly.
Which leaves you with a pretty wild thought to ponder. If these household structures are constantly changing just to survive whatever global shock hits next, will future policies eventually have to abandon the concept of the family altogether?
That's a fascinating question.
Right. Maybe instead of defining what a family is, we'll just have to fund these networks of care completely, regardless of who happens to be in them. Something to think about the next time you picture a standard household.